You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Game winner. All right? Can you hold up? 90th snap right here. Overtime, 28-28. You're helping out with Cleveland. And then you get Hassan Reddick, black and two, when Kirk Cousins makes this game-winning throw to K.J. Osborne. Can't throw it a whole lot better. It helps when your blind side and your backside is kept clean. You can step into that throw for the game winner. Nice job by Christian Darrisaw in his first start in the NFL.
Brian Baldinger doesn't just like football. He loves football.
Yeah, Baldy.
The single best left tackle in the NFL in 2020 is Teron Armstead. I mean, I guess he didn't get the message on this shove right here about anti-bullying in America.
Football! Is there anything better than when you scroll through Twitter and you see a Baldy breakdown of the Minnesota Vikings?
No. Oh, no, there's nothing better.
Dude.
He's so excited to do it, too.
Eat those footballs. This is Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company. Daily Vikings entertainment with one mission statement. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, our executive producer, Declan Goff. If you're watching us on the Purple Daily YouTube channel and you're watching on a TCL TV, double points for you. You're helping the show out by supporting a sponsor, and they're probably helping you out because they make great TVs, very, very cost efficient with the most entertainment and stunning resolution. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Every Wednesday, people ask us all the time, when are you going to admit that you were wrong, Judd?
Huh? Dex.
Well, that ordinarily happens not once, but twice on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
It is, because it's a little segment we like to call Write That Down.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right, boys, and of course, I need to share this with you all, so give me a second, but this is the most transparent and, dare I say, innovative segment in sports talk. This is Write That Down and an accountability session where we go through our correct and incorrect predictions, make sure everyone is held in check, and we make new predictions and throw them out into the universe. And we welcome you guys, the guest listener predictors. And if you want to be part of the show, you can just send Declan. You can slide into his DMs on either Twitter or Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or you can send us a message through the feedback tab on the Score North app, where not only will we take your submissions to be on Write That Down, we also, every Friday on Mackie and Judd, it's called Feedback Friday. And you guys do comments from YouTube on Mondays on the Purple Daily channel. But on Mackie and Judd, we do Feedback Friday. We take all your messages, as many as we can, that come through the Score North app, and we address them and answer them on the Friday show. So three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. That's how this works. I'm Write That Down. They must be quantifiable, and we keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. Patrick will be our guest listener predictor here in just a few minutes, but are you guys ready to be held accountable for your Vikings predictions?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm never wrong, so I don't know. I'm just going to... celebrate with some no. Is red good now?
Red is not good. The good news is you only had one thing come off the board, Judd. You said the Vikings would beat the Panthers, which was right. But you said Justin Jefferson in a parlay here would have at least 130 yards receiving.
I did. That's correct.
Only 8 catches for 80 yards. What an underwhelming. Just, I don't even know.
Do you know what would have helped me a lot? Deactivate him. Do you know what would have helped me a lot is if Kirk had hit that first post route early on, the deep shot.
That would have gotten you that. That would have been like a 40-yard pass, right?
So, like, let's pretend that that took place and then go back and give me the point.
Nope. Sorry, pal. Not going to do that.
Okay.
All right. Old Macadac had a little bloodbath too.
Macadac, not a good week for Judd or Macadac.
Said the Lions would beat the Bengals, and they did not even really come close to that happening. Said, I had the vibe here.
Interesting.
I said the Vikings would either block a kick, return a punt, or kick or a kick for a touchdown, or score a defensive touchdown. The Panthers did. It felt like a game where something like that was going to happen.
The whisperer was clearly, in some ways, getting mixed signals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes that happens. You know, when you know fall season. Sometimes it's like when the weather gets a little cold, the signals don't come in.
The weather's up and down. It's 70 one day, 40 the next. You know, it's a whole thing.
Be tough.
Is that what we're blaming on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna go with that. All right, the listeners had a bunch of things come off the board here. Let's start with the bad. Joe in Montana last week said over the next 3 games, the Vikings would lose to the Panthers by 10, rendering the rest of this parlay irrelevant. But he said they'd beat the Cowboys by a field goal and lose to the Ravens by at least 10. So that comes off the board. Nick said Greg Joseph would not miss a field goal for the rest of the season.
Oh, Nick.
Hereby jinxing Greg Joseph.
And Nick, come on.
That was aspirational.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
But Robert dropped back in the pocket. He got clean protection, and he threw a pass down the field. He said Kirk Cousins throws for at least 200. This is a 3-item parlay from Sunday.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins at least 200 yards and a touchdown. Vikings defense at least a sack and a turnover. And then the Vikings beating the Panthers. And all of those together
are
a touchdown for the listeners.
Darisaw clearly blocking. For our guy, Robert.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Clean pocket from Darisaw.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that clip that you played of Baldy, that was the all 22 of that game-winning touchdown. Once we're done here, we should play that again because look at the pocket on that play.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Kirk just comfortably sliding up into the pocket. Yep. Just, we know he's really good with protection, but that was an illustration of when you need it the most, you got to have this play if you want to win the game, right? All right. Derek said the Vikings would be in second place in the NFC North going into their bye week. They are tied.
Attaboy.
With the Bears.
And this one's not off the board, but I just want to give an update on it. Carter predicted throughout the rest of the NFL Write That Down season, Judd will be upset about 3 potential touchdowns regarding himself or somebody else. Well, he raised a stink about Declan's offensive line Darisaw prediction. Judd turned out to be right, but that doesn't have any bearing in the language here. It's just that Judd was upset about 3 potential touchdowns regarding himself or somebody else.
Fair enough. I can't protest.
So Carter is 1 of 3 here. He just needs 2 more. He needs Judd to get all worked up.
Makes it a little better for my end. Makes this a little bit better.
It's not hard to get worked up. I find it to be very simple.
All right, Declan, nice little week for you here. I'll start with the red here. You said the Vikings beat the Panthers and allow less than 21 points, which was wrong. They should have. I don't know how they didn't.
Oh, ye of little faith on the next one.
Okay. You said Drew Locke will remain on the Broncos roster by week 1, which he did, but then you said he would have a game-winning drive before Kirk Cousins, but come on, man. How dare you predict against the Dagger Doctor?
And
Kirk,
Teddy.
Kirk the catheter for
and
a
Teddy.
Team.
Well, Teddy
he
got hurt against 2 weeks ago. He didn't play the second half. Drew Locke could have done it.
Tomorrow night, we get Thursday Night Football. We get Teddy Bridgewater versus Case Keenum. It's officially Case Keenum's start for the Browns tomorrow night.
Oh, God. My high school sweetheart and my one-night stand coming together. This is going to be the craziest, crazy night of my life. It's going to be one of the craziest nights of my life.
I love it. All right. You said Chris Herndon will have his first reception of the season against the Panthers, which is correct.
That's special, man.
Is it worth a 4th-round pick yet for you guys?
God, no.
For Herndon? Absolutely not. Oh. No, that was a bad trade. He's a 7th-round pick at best.
Declan, I think this is a touchdown. You said the Vikings offense, which hadn't scored a second-half touchdown in a month, would score at least two touchdowns in the second half against the Panthers.
I'm just flinging it right now.
And they did. We're going to give you a touchdown pass.
Can I say something about that?
Oh, here it is.
Can I say something about that? Nice call, Dex. Good job.
Oh, thanks, pal. Appreciate that.
I thought we were going to have to go back to Carter here and update this to
a
team.
I just, take that, Carter. Take that. I can be happy for people.
Yeah, pontificating.
All right, so with that, Declan at 37% completions, leading the league. He also has five touchdowns. Judd, 34% with only one touchdown. Listeners at 33%, but a league-leading seven touchdowns. And I'm at 28% with five touchdowns on the season. So, all right, let's get our guest listener predictor, Patrick, in the mix.
Patrick.
What is going on, Patrick? Are you ready?
I'm ready to lay down some predictions here, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's your strategy? Are you checking down? Are you throwing deep? What's your give us like your NFL quarterback comp for what you're going to do here today.
Well, I guess a comparison would be what the Vikings should be doing in the second half. So my strategy is I'm not so much going for numbers and figures, but like you guys talk about all the time, expectations.
Okay.
So some people might say that, you know, these are optimistic. I consider them to be expected results. So
okay.
You don't win seasons with completion percentage. You win them with touchdowns. So let's get going.
I like it.
I sense a little Baldy in Patrick right now. That's a little Brian Baldinger and Patrick. I hear some Baldy vibes right now.
You know who loves football? Patrick loves football.
Yeah.
That's right. Actually, Dex, let's play that Baldy clip again here so the audience can see. Watch the offensive line on this game-winning throw by Kirk Cousins here.
Game winner. All right? Can you hold up? 90th snap right here. Overtime, 28-28. You're helping out with Cleveland. And then you get Hassan Reddick, black and two. When Kirk Cousins makes this game-winning throw to KJ Osborne.
Dude, that is...
Okay, I got one question. Because I just watched this for the first time with one player. Garrett Bradbury literally watches...
He's doing nothing.
If you're the Carolina Panthers, how do you not occupy him? How do you... He literally turns around and watches Kirk. He's like, oh, nice throw, dude.
Yeah, he was the only one like he's not tasked with link. Doing anything on that
he's
play.
He's your weakest link, and he's like going to get the sandwiches.
That's hilarious. All right, so we're going to go around the room. Three predictions from everybody. We'll take three laps. We'll start with Patrick, over to Judd, to Declan, and then back to me, Phil. And Write That Down is presented in part by our friends at Surly Brewing Company. Judd, you're probably cracking a Surly to celebrate the Wild last night,
too. Oh, God, it was a perfect night. You know what? With hockey, football, baseball, basketball, it's all going right now, and the perfect accompaniment to it all, Surly, and in particular, Surly Furious IPA, the IPA that revolutionized craft beer in this town, and I would argue maybe the best IPA I've ever had, Surly Furious. Check it out. And then as Phil likes to say, show us your cans.
Show us your cans.
Jay Zolgad on Twitter, show us your cans with whatever game you are watching.
Good God.
Surly Furious, perfect for any occasion.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here right now. I got my Chill Boys on. Chillboys.com, the most comfortable boxer briefs I have ever put on.
So good.
This torso, trunks, not torso, that'd be weird.
Yeah, no,
tree trunk legs.
You should have seen me yesterday doing laundry, just eloquently folding all my Chill Boys, all my 8-9 pairs. Now it is life-changing underwear, dude. Life-changing.
It's legit. Yeah, I got rid of all my non-Chill Boys because I don't need it. And the long underwear during the fall weeks and months here.
Yeah, golf season.
Also a game changer. So it's a Minnesota-based company, chillboys.com, if you want to change your life and your boys' life as well. Check them out. All right. Let's start here with Patrick. Your first prediction, sir.
So my first prediction is just a general season prediction. Write this down. For the remainder of the regular season, the Vikings will not lose any games in which they are leading or tied at the half.
Ooh. Okay. Interesting. I'm trying to think of how many games they might.
I like the expectation there. That's a really good start.
Zimmer usually comes out with a good game plan in the second half, makes some good changes on defense. They let that offense go and actually put games away. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, so don't blow second half leads, basically, is the expectation here.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here
Write
for that.
This down.
All right, Judd.
Patrick Peterson will miss five or more games because of the hamstring injury that landed him on the IR on Monday. So I think he has to miss three. And I think they're trying to say in the Rick Spielman bye week press conference, yesterday that he expects him back for the Packer game, which would be exactly three games missed. He's a veteran player. It's a hamstring. I think all of those things probably add up to the realistic timetable, five or more games out.
Yeah, and you don't want to rush him back because, like, you need him, but you also, if you can hold him out an extra game and guarantee that he plays the last month and a half or something.
Exactly.
Hang on.
Write this down.
It's exactly. Tough. All right, Declan.
All right, so my wording is different, but it's almost the exact same predictions as Judd. My prediction was Patrick Peterson won't start a game until at least December. Is that still fine? Because five or more games is exact. Like the Vikings will play five games between now and through November.
Then I think you need to add something.
I need to add something to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the rule. If you make the same prediction in the same week as somebody else, then you have to add something to it.
Okay. Patrick Peterson, how about this? Patrick Peterson will not start another game until the Vikings play the Rams on December 26th.
Wow.
So I'll say that. Won't start.
That's up in it.
Won't start a game until the Rams, at least December 26th against the Rams.
Write this down.
All right, write this down. My guy, Kirky McClutcherton, already has two game-winning drives this season. He should have at least a third against the Cardinals. He now has six total as a Viking. He only had one game-winning drive in the first 2 years as Vikings quarterback, right? And that was when the defense was good, so that was more on him. But he's gotten way better in these situations, and he's looked great in the final 3-4 minutes of halves, overtime, obviously, on Sunday. So write this down. Mr. Game-Winning Drive will be credited with yet another GWD against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. And the whole world will get to see Kirk rising up late in a game in prime time against one of the best teams in the NFL. This doesn't mean that I'm all in on Kirk Cousins beyond 2021, but he's playing really well. They have clearly found some things in the play calling and offensive line and protection that are working really well for him, and he has risen up in these big moments. And so I think it culminates with a game-winning drive against the Cowboys in their first game out of the bye. Write this down. All right, we are back to Patrick, second prediction.
Okay, so I'm going to two Vikings games this season, so I figured I'd make a prediction for each of those and keep it fun while I'm there. So week 14, December 9th, the Steelers at the Vikings. Write this down. The Vikings will force at least two turnovers. There will be no second-half lead changes, and the Vikings will win the game.
Okay, I like that parlay. That's a touchdown, right?
Yeah, it's specific.
That's for sure a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get specific in a parlay. Solid.
You say,
yeah, it's got a good chance.
How many turnovers, Patrick?
I said force at least two turnovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the Steelers game?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, Thursday. Big Ben is going to be
He should retire.
Dude, Danielle Hunter and Everson Griffin against Big Ben.
Get him alive.
Good night.
Ben, Big Ben, get out, man. Go find something. You got a family. Go hang with them. You got plenty of money.
You got a family,
man. Quit playing football. Quit offending my eyes.
Oh. Judd, your second prediction.
My second prediction, off of what Phil said about what Kirk Cousins could do in this Sunday game, I'm going to audible and say this. The NBC game broadcast will mention Kirk Cousins and MVP at least once.
Okay.
So, and off the record, my guess is Collinsworth will say it. We'll say that Kirk Cousins finds himself in the MVP race or some allusion that will directly tie Kirk Cousins and MVP together. But right. I'm just going to say the game broadcast, because it could be Al as well. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to need some help here, too. Just like if anyone hears anything like this, tweet at us.
Watching it, right?
Yeah, but I just don't want to miss it. Like if I get up to go to the bathroom or something and Chris Collinsworth talks about Kirk Cousins, MVP, I just want to make sure we've got some eyes and ears on this thing.
You know what? Scott Hansen spends 8 hours watching football and never takes a pee, okay? I don't think it's too much to ask.
I don't believe that, by the way. There's no way. There's no way that guy spends.
Mel Kiper claims he doesn't pee basically during the draft coverage.
That's nuts. Mel Kiper's like a 55-year-old man. You think that prostate's holding up for 8 hours?
Dude, I can tell you.
There's no way.
I'm telling you what I've read.
I think Mel Kiper probably has a growing problem by now.
Wow. Right?
That's all I'm going to say about
wow.
that.
Write that down.
All right. Yeah, you said enough.
Back to Declan.
All right. Sorry. Dave Bessler just popped into the studio. He says, hi, Judd.
Our CFO just popped in.
And was a fan of last night's hockey show. So just was.
Hi, Dave Bessler. Hi, Dave
Bessler.
Wanted
to give Judd some crap.
Is he still there? Is he still there right now?
He left. He left. Okay. But, is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. A little off keel there.
You're flustered.
I am.
The big winners are coming.
CFO walks in.
Now, yeah, now I'm sitting up straight, man. You know. I make sure my fly's up, you know, all this whole thing.
Who's next?
Tuck your shirt in.
Oh, God. All right.
Hello, sir.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, sir.
Write this down. The Vikings will sign or acquire a cornerback between now and their game against the Cowboys.
Okay.
They will sign or acquire a cornerback between now, October 20th, and their next game mm-hmm. against the Cowboys.
Fair point. Fair prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right.
Like
and back one. To Patrick. I'm sorry. Me. It's me.
Yeah, Phil.
It's the second show that I've done that on today. My bad. All right. Write this down. So just to back up here. Uh-huh. The Vikings, I think, are going to be drinking the Kirk Cousins Kool-Aid after his emergence into game-winning drive Kirk here. And so because of that, write this down. The Vikings will extend or restructure Kirk's contract for the 2022 season.
I was going to do that one next week. Yeah.
They will extend or restructure Kirk's contract for the 2022. I beat you to it.
No, you don't beat me to it. Now I got to one up and I'm not going to. No.
You're planning next week's predictions already?
Good Lord. Dude,
I'm always thinking about writing that down.
Oh, dang it. That was a picture I was going to make 3 weeks from now. Darn. Like,
write it down. You like writing things down.
Judd's like, I had that one scheduled on January 8th. What's going on? It's crazy.
Hey, you know what? That's fine. You guys make fun of me. Write that down. Rain Man, okay? Okay? It's a good prediction.
There's approximately four predictions on my radar.
All right, Patrick, your third and final prediction here.
All right, third final prediction. So week 17, January 2nd, Vikings at Packers. I'm going into Lambeau.
Nice.
Write this down. Kirk Cousins will have more passing touchdowns than Aaron Rodgers, and the Vikings will either take or maintain the lead in the NFC North with a win in that game.
Wow, dude. Wow.
There's another hope. Patrick. There's another touchdown pass.
Going for it.
I love what you've just done. Like, you have just raised the – you came on this show and said expectations are going to be raised, and then you put the pedal to the metal.
I love it. You've got a vision for how the season should play out here, and you're sticking to it, and you're holding the Vikings accountable to a high bar. What a novel concept.
Absolutely.
Great work.
I love it. Dude, you've done an awesome job here, Patrick, with your predictions. Since you've got this platform here on Purple Daily, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle life moment?
Well, I'd say, you know, within the last 5 years, my girlfriend's from Milwaukee and is a diehard Packers fan. And not like a woo-hoo wine-drinking, like, Packers, but, like, she can tell you that, like, the second-team offensive line, like, that kind of Packers.
I love that.
And so Sundays are interesting in our house, but she's definitely driven me to be more aggressive about getting a championship in this state, so.
Wow. See, look at that. So you got Packer fans are even feeling bad for Vikings fans saying.
But that's she loves you guys, by the way. She loves you guys. She's not a huge fan of some certain unnamed radio announcers for the Vikings. Oh. She loves you guys.
Don't rip on Greg Coleman like that. He does not deserve that.
Bursich never did anything to her.
No, but just really glad to be on here, guys. Thank you for all your content. I think you're I love the expectation attitude. I love the attitude of getting a Super Bowl in this town. And just really appreciate you having me on.
Let's get it. Patrick, thank we'll you. Get you on again sometime. All right. Take care. Enjoy the two Vikings games. Enjoy infiltrating Lambeau. Great stuff from good guest work. Listener predictor Patrick.
He gets it.
He gets it. Know who like gets
he
it?
He gets it.
Next Tuesday
he's part
edition.
Of the club. He gets it.
Yeah. Yep. Love it, man. You can set high expectations and still love your team. All right.
Exactly. I think
that's what
you
we
should.
Strive
you should
here.
Expect a lot.
All right, Judd, your third prediction.
Love that. All right. The Vikings will go 2-2 in their next four games. So it's a gauntlet. It's a tough stretch. 2-2 would actually be pretty good.
Keeps your season alive.
They're going to go 2-2 in their next four games.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd be 5-5 going into the final couple months.
If you go 2-2 in that stretch and you beat the Packers at home especially, I don't think you're too down about that, right?
No, because then you would I'd have to go look at the pack. Actually, real quick, I'm just curious. I think the Packers have a gimme this week, right? They play some crappy team. let me just see here. Because I think it's going to be – it's going to depend on how close you can keep it. Because you're two games back right now.
Right.
The Packers have a home – okay, actually, the Packers have a home game against Washington.
Okay.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
But.
And then a short week at Arizona the next week.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Followed by at Kansas City on November 7th.
Okay.
And then they get home against Seattle November 14th. Russell Wilson might be back for that game.
Well, they have
What's his timetable, Phil?
It's like a well, he's got to miss at least a month, right? Because he put on injured reserve.
Right.
But I
think
it's like
three games you have to sit out at least.
Kind of middle November is kind of the target there.
Okay.
And then so the Packers then get Russell Wilson on November 14th, potentially, and then at Vikings on the 21st, and then home against the Rams on the 28th before their bye. So they get one, they get a gimme against Washington. They're going to get to 6-1, and then their schedule gets really tough too. So we'll see. November is going to tell you everything you need to know.
The next four are going to tell you. Yeah, exactly.
All right,
write that down.
Declan, right? Back to you for your third prediction.
All right, I'll just borrow what I told you guys in Realistic Randy last night. The Vikings will win four of their next five out of the bye week.
Damn.
They're going to win four of their next five.
If that happens, so there's so many. I mean, at San Francisco is the fifth game in that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But the other four games are all against teams that most people think are legitimate, like could go deep in the playoffs teams, right?
Totally.
Ravens, Cowboys, Packers, even the Chargers. If that happens, the narrative about this team and Kirk Cousins by that point is probably getting actual MVP steam. If Declan's right, that'll be an interesting scenario to follow up on in 5 weeks.
If they win 4-5-2, Zimmer is in great shape at that point, right?
Oh yeah, oh,
4-5 in that schedule. Oh my God, that'd be outstanding.
Write that down.
Yep. All right, final prediction here. Write this down. And then we'll get to purple positivity, if that wasn't enough from Declan right there.
I was going to say, what more do you need?
These are I got a non-Vikings prediction, but it is a football prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back to the Lions bandwagon. All right, oh, so the Lions are 15-point underdogs against the Rams on the road this week. This is one of the biggest like projected blowout games of the season. I'm not here to mess around, boys. Forget about the spread.
Okay.
The Lions, write this down, will win that game outright over the Rams this weekend. Write it down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Seattle,
Jared
Washington.
Goff,
marijuana
game.
Legal. We all know it.
What?
I am not.
You're eating the brownies. I have not eaten anything.
Dan Campbell. Wow. First of all, Dan Campbell has cried for his team. He publicly called out Jared Goff and said, I need more from Jared Goff. This is a trap game for the Rams. It's a Super Bowl for Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. This is their Super Bowl right here against the Rams. This is where the Lions get their first win as 15-point underdogs. And if not, we'll forget that this ever took place. This conversation.
First of all, I can't believe that you went there.
That's
second of all, how hysterical is it that the Detroit Lions traded for Jared Goff and are now like, we need more from him. He doesn't have any more to give.
Well, they traded for the picks. Right.
Right. But I'm just saying they took him back and then man Campbell's like, we need more. There's no more to give. Sean McVay is like one of what? The top five, top three quarterback whisperers in this entire league.
Yeah.
And he basically said, no, I can't do this one anymore.
There's going to be a game where the Rams fall asleep.
I gave you the win in like 2 weeks or something. This has to be among the biggest point spreads for a team since the Bills came in here. Yeah. Were they 16-point dogs?
I think 17.
And
I think 17.
And Josh Allen hurdled Anthony Barr.
And it was over from there.
It's aggressive.
That was great.
So, I'm telling you.
You like that?
It's going to be Jared Goff saying you like that after that game is over.
Damn
and
right.
if they get smoked by 20 points, then we will just pretend like this little discussion never happened. Thank you to guest listener Patrick there. Write that down, predictions every single Wednesday here on the show. Before we get to purple positivity, talk about how skinny you're getting, Judd Zilgad.
I'm going to talk to you about my friends at Livia Weight Loss Centers. And Declan Goff actually saw me in the flesh last night.
I did.
Sat by me in the press box. Declan,
like he
I
saw went, you. What is in? Saw you in the flesh.
Well, he saw me in person, not on the screen.
Keep
he saw
going.
Me in person.
Oh, okay.
Like my face.
I thought he
is,
like walked in on
I
you
know
or
where,
something.
No,
I'm saying. he could see my physique at least. And Declan, I'd like you to comment on the new improved Livia Lifestyle Judd, as I am now calling him in the third person.
Okay, so I've sat next to Judd at many press box functions, Xcel Energy Center, US Bank Stadium, Target Field. And usually, you know, Judd has a, you know, a big old thing, a Diet Coke or, you know, maybe some candy or something unhealthy. I sit next to Judd Zolgad yesterday. He's got a great chicken and salad spread, looking like a whole new Judd. And I said, where is this other press box Judd who I have sat next to for years? He's gone. It's the new Judd Zolgad. It's the new Judd Zolgad, thanks to his friends at Livia.
That's exactly right. Basically 12 pounds in 2 weeks. I weigh in tomorrow. I'm confident that the weight is going to continue to peel off. And here's the greatest thing, folks. You can join the new Judd. You can join him, and the first 10 weeks are free. All you have to do, Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVEA. Livia.com, 855-GO-LIVEA. Join me on a program. I am going to get down to 200 pounds. And here's the best part. Because of the new Judd Livia lifestyle, I'm going to stay there now. I'm just about 52. I need to think about my health as well as my charming looks. Livia.com is the place to go. And tell them Score North and Judd and Mackie and Judd and Declan too. We all sent you.
Nice. All right. Purple positivity. It's not... as hard as it was when they were 0-2 to come up with positive things. They've dug themselves out of an 0-2 hole. Going into the bye, they're 3-3. Let's brighten this thing up. Even though Declan just predicted they'd win four of their next five games, I don't know what more positivity you could ask for than that. But we'll start with Judd. We'll go around the room. Purple Positivity Wednesday. Say something nice about the Vikings.
Oh, this is very simple right now. It's been two games. It's been one start, but I am going to say right now, Christian Darrisaw, and that start was impressive. It's his first game. He's been hurt. If you have a first round left tackle who's cost controlled essentially for 5 years, and he can play like he did against the Panthers, and by the way, in fairness, the Panthers are no defensive slouches. So this was not some game against a bunch of slappies who you're like, well, let's see until he plays a real team. Christian Darrisaw looks the part, played the part, and we all know that if Kirk Cousins is protected, Kirk Cousins can play great. And so my positivity is I think it was such a huge first step for Darrisaw to finally start, finally play, and I think we discussed this on Monday as well, but I will say this. Cost control for 5 years, and if you have found your left tackle, that's like 8 to 10 years of not being, oh my God, blindsided my quarterback. So anyway, I am extremely high on the future and the possibilities that Christian Darrisaw brings at one of the most important positions on offense.
Yeah, nailing, like there's a few positions, pass rusher, left tackle for sure, quarterback. Like if you can, the most, like three or four most important positions, if you can hit on star players or just like really good players that are under team control on a rookie scale contract for 4 or 5 years, it just helps you so much. Oh. And remember when the Vikings, you know, the Minneapolis Miracle team, wasn't Danielle Hunter on a rookie scale contract at that point too? Like,
I think so.
The damage you can do with an edge rusher or a left tackle or a quarterback on a rookie scale contract or a top receiver. So they've got Justin Jefferson on a rookie scale contract. If Christian Darrisaw can be what we think he can be, he's on a rookie scale contract. And then it actually makes, if Kirk has to be paid $35 million, it actually makes it easier to swallow because you're not out there also trying to find $15 million for a tackle or for a receiver. Right. So that could be a huge game changer. All right, Declan, say something nice about the Vikings.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, like I said, I think they win 4 out of 5, but I'll even go somewhere else. I'll go somewhere else because I have told you fellas throughout this season that I just don't think that this Vikings defense is going to be top 10. I just think in general, those days are gone. It's a lot to ask. However, I will say, I will credit Mike Zimmer, bend, not break, because through the first 6 games, the Vikings lead the NFL in third down percentage. Teams are only converting 29% of their third downs against the Vikings. I'll give Zimmer credit because he was like this last year too. If If you can stop, get stops on third down and you can get stops in the red zone, I'm okay with the bend, not break philosophy if you're going to give up those chunk plays. But right now, the Vikings' third down defense has been phenomenal, number one in the NFL. They set an NFL record like 4 years ago with the 2017 defense. But 29% on third down, get that offense off the field, they deserve credit. So kudos to Mike Zimmer's defense for getting big stops on third down.
That's big time because they're, in terms of yards per play allowed, they're exactly in the middle. They're 16th, but that's kind of the definition of bend, don't break, right? We'll allow some yards, but on third down, clamps. Red zone, got to clamp it. I think the next step is inside 2 minutes of the first half, got to be better. You know, they've been pretty bad before the bye week, but that's amazing that they're number one in the NFL third down defense. And I don't think that's luck or a fluke. There are other defenses like Kansas City, and they're not even the worst, by the way, on third down. But Kansas City is allowing a 46% third down conversion rate.
Wow.
You know, that can get a little better.
And
but
the Vikings defense struggled on third down last year, correct?
I believe.
Yes.
I seem to recall that they were very leaky on third down a year ago.
How about this? The Washington football team, good luck against Aaron Rodgers. They're allowing 58% conversions on third down this year.
But you know what, Phil? to your point, a few months back, that's the problem with saying our identity is defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because Washington started this year, right? Ron Rivera's defense last year was great. I mean, they're going to be great. That's the problem. You nailed it because you've got to get your entire defense to be on the same page year after year after year. It's not that your defense shouldn't be good. But when you're like, we are defense, well, that's really nice to say, but things change drastically. Guys get hurt. I thought that your point about why the Vikings can't just say we are defense first and that's it is exactly what we're seeing with Washington right now.
I'm going to give you another defensive one here since we're all just having a good time here praising the Vikings. They also lead the NFL in pressure rate. So they were near the bottom of the league in total sacks and pressure rate.
Yep.
No team has more sacks than the Vikings this season, and no team pressures the opposing quarterback more often. 32% pressure rate, according to ProFootballReference.com. And the 75 total pressures, also the most in the NFL. So they're great at getting after opposing quarterbacks so far. Now, some of this is, all right, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield. You know, those guys probably aren't the best at surveying the defense and getting rid of the ball when they need to. So you're going to find out a lot more once you face Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers. And that'll be a fun stretch, but some good signs from this Vikings defense so far.
I think I might have lost Phil there a little bit.
Dude, he froze.
He was so excited. He was so...
No, it sounds like he's back. Earth to Phil Mackey. Macadac, come in, Macadac.
I'm back. Am I back?
No. You're bouncing around somewhere. Your voice is going like this.
It's been so positive. He literally couldn't contain himself, Jeff.
We've lost Macadac.
We've lost the Macadac.
It's just us now.
This is the third down stop
it's like
here.
A space
this
film.
This is the
like
third down
film.
Stop we've been trying to get, you know. This is
Macadac's,
exactly what we're talking about.
Macadac's gone, Declan. Are you prepared?
Yeah.
We're going to have to take this on ourselves.
Am I back?
You're back. You're back.
Bruce,
super weird.
Your Kansas City Chiefs defense couldn't get a big stop there on third down. They just, you know, they opened back up.
I'm just trying to praise the Vikings here, all right? I don't know. I don't know what the Gremlins are
doing. Oh,
here.
You know who got
the,
it?
The NFL NSA.
Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll in Seattle cut the line because he's like, you got to stop with that.
Amazing.
Man, Macadac.
I think our points have been made here, though. The Vikings are showing some good signs on defense, and now we'll find out a lot more after the bye week. State of the offense address tomorrow, and there's a bunch of things we can dive into there. Declan's going to go on a little vacation, so tomorrow you're going to get to see one of our longtime friends, Ross Brendel, will be the assistant to the executive producer.
Casey Keenum coming in.
Yeah, that's right. Case Keenum of producers, yeah. Ross Brendel. Be careful. Case Keenum goes and steals your job. You know, just want to make sure you got it.
I'm well aware. Might be looking for a job at the Score in 670 this weekend. I don't know what's going to be happening.
Oh, that's why you're going there, huh?
Yeah.
So
bring your suit and tie.
Me and Rami, we're getting the band back together. Speaking of going to Chicago, we're getting the Blues Brothers. We're getting the band back together.
Nice. Just don't put a roof on the band, and I'll be fine
roof.
With it.
No roof.
No. And just a little bit of ketchup too, okay?
Dex? Well, these are inside jokes.
Don't start.
No one has any idea what you're talking about.
Just a little
Purple
bit of ketchup,
Daily, presented by Surly.
Rami hates
Company
ketchup.
Here.
It's not an inside joke.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys tomorrow.